live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This is a story that I found today. It piqued my interest and I'm so pleased I was able to get a hold of Daryl Mazur, who is the chief judge of the 12th District Court in Jackson. Did I pronounce your name right, sir?
You did, Cheryl. Thank you.
Well, it's a good start then, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for joining us this evening. I found on your website with the 12th District Court looking for some more information, something called the Aggression Court. And I think this is a fascinating idea. I've read a little bit of information about it, but wanted you to tell us about it. What is the Aggression Court?
We developed a specialty court to deal crimes that deal with aggression. The primary emphasis is on domestic violence, but domestic violence doesn't always represent itself, or domestic abuse doesn't always represent itself in that particular crime. What we're trying to do is deal with domestic abuse. This is an intentional act or series of acts, conduct directed towards an intimate partner to control them. Most often it comes before the courts in the form of the crime known as domestic violence, which is an assault and battery. In a domestic relationship, the domestic relationship under the statute in the state of Michigan is described in four ways: a live-in relationship, a marriage, a dating relationship, or having a child in common. So when a crime is committed and it's an assault or a battery upon an intimate partner, it's referred to as domestic violence. We developed a specialty court so that we could deal more effectively with these types of crimes. The criminal justice system hasn't always been effective in dealing with and preventing crimes, rehabilitating primarily. Back in the late 80s, specialty courts were developed in the state of Florida to deal with criminal activity. And this is the type of court where instead of just sentencing a person and turning them over to a probation officer for follow-up treatment, the court remains involved with the probationer. We do periodic reviews. We make sure that they are in the batter intervention programs that can deal with aggression. So we developed this. We call it the Aggression Court. The primary emphasis is on the subject matter of domestic violence. But domestic violence doesn't always manifest itself in domestic abuse in this one particular crime. Oftentimes, there are crimes against property, crimes against pets, things of that nature. So we call it the Aggression Court and deal with all the subject matter. I handle all of the cases of this nature in the county of Jackson.
Well, it's a stunning program when you think about it, because your goal, now this does not negate what's happening in the court system. This is, am I correct there? They're going through the same penalties for
correct.
If they've been charged with a crime.
Correct.
But what my take on it is what you're doing is trying to change the behavior so that you don't see these folks back again.
Absolutely. Behavioral modification is a time-consuming process. We learn certain habits and traits over periods of time, and it takes a significant amount of time to adjust and change the behavior of an individual. The advantages of a single judge handling all the domestic violence. First off, I've become far more knowledgeable about the subject of domestic abuse and domestic violence. This is the seventh year that we've been involved in the courts. This is my ninth year on the bench. So I've primarily dedicated myself and my docket towards this subject matter. It probably takes up about 40% of the caseload that's assigned to me in the district court for the county of Jackson.
Now, do you see cases up? I mean, are there indicators that rise? I mean, economic indicators, stress, and, you know, in daily life and work and so forth. Do you see numbers go up with those kinds of things?
Interesting. Of course we do. When stressors occur, as the economy has placed a significant amount of stress over the last 3 and 4 years, we do see indications of this type of behavior bringing our numbers a little bit higher. Not majorly. And of course, you see them in other areas, theft-related areas as well. The economy does have an effect. But domestic violence is the type of offense that spans all types of economic groups, all types of ethnic groups. It's not limited to any particular ethnic or the economic group. Everyone, unfortunately, seems to have a taste of domestic violence.
And now, what about the time or the length of the program that they're involved? Is there a set time, or you follow each case individually?
Well, we of course, individualize our treatment, but we have some standards. One of the things that we felt was very important to do was fast-track these cases. The standard would involve an individual who was placed, let's say he was arrested over the weekend. This individual, and I say he, because probably 70 to 75% of the cases involve men abusing women. The reverse, unfortunately, also exists. But we'll use the example of a he. He is picked up over the weekend. In a domestic violence arrest, the individual is required to be housed for a period of time in the county jail. So most of the time, I see them. I do all of the arraignments in these crimes myself so that I have a personal contact with the individual. If that individual wishes to contest this matter, he or she will have a pretrial next week. A pretrial is a meeting or an opportunity for them to meet with an attorney to discuss their particular case and discuss the case with the prosecutor to see if there's any resolution. If there's a trial, we try to fast-track our trials to the point where a non-jury trial, a case that is decided by me, I listen to the evidence and make a decision of guilt or innocence. We try to get that within 3 to 4 weeks. Our jury trials are not much more beyond that, 3 to 4 to 5 weeks. It's very important that we move these cases along as quickly as possible so that we have and can maintain contact with the person identified as the victim. So we have some standards here. We have standards in time. We also have standards in treatment. All of our cases, we have set a 15-month period of time for probation. We have battery intervention programs. These are aggression control programs that we use. We have currently three different agencies providing programs, and we have programs that range from 26, 30 to 52 weeks. So it takes a long time for us to modify behavior, and so we put them on a fairly long period of probation. Once they're placed on probation, then they start reviewing with me. After I sentence them, I see them about 6 weeks into their probation to make sure that they are, in fact, involved in the battery intervention programs. Now, I say battery intervention. These are aggression control, and these are primarily what our emphasis is. Oftentimes, you hear people talking about having anger management courses. Mm-hmm. We do use anger management, but anger is distinguished from aggression. Aggression is a pattern of intentional behavior. Anger often is spontaneous reactions to circumstances. There are some cases that we feel anger management is appropriate, but the bulk of our cases go to these long-term aggression control courses that range, again, from 26 to 52 weeks. So our standard is a 15-month probation.
Well, I think it's a stunning program, and I also think that it can bring great comfort to those who are the victims in these cases as well. We've got about 30 seconds left for some final thoughts.
Well, we are involved, as I said, in our seventh year. We've had we're approaching 500 individuals who have successfully graduated from our program. This means they've completed the probationary period of time. They've completed a battery intervention course. They've paid all their fines and costs. And I want to tell you, most of them have learned a tremendous amount about themselves. We have compared the success of our program based upon this group of individuals. We are having only about 9 to 10% recidivism, that is, repeat offenders, in this particular group. Now, mind you, not everyone gets through this. We've had thousands of cases since I've been involved in this go through and been charged with domestic violence. But the ones that complete the courses have learned, have modified their behavior, and we'd like to think that this is in fact, a success story. We get some marvelous statements and feedback from the people that are successful in this program.
Well, it's a stunning program. I'll look forward to talking with you again, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. My pleasure, Cheryl. Have a great day.
You too. Chief Judge Gerald Mezer, 12th District Court in Jackson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.